Lesson 6B, page 52, exercise 1. Listen and read the article. Which readers saw a magician live?
It's magic. Have you ever been to a magic show? Three of our readers, Craig, Liz and Dan, report on their experiences of magicians and magic shows. Darren Brown.
First, he asked me if I believed in telepathy. I said I didn't believe in it. Then he asked me what my favourite colour was. I said it was red. Then he asked me where I lived. And he asked me what time I got up and if I liked fish. I was confused because the questions seemed to have no logic to them. Suddenly, he stopped asking me questions and said that we were both going to draw a picture. I showed him my picture, and it was identical to his picture.
David Copperfield.
My friend and I went to see a David Copperfield show. He was completely silent during the performance. At the beginning of the show, I asked my friend if she liked magic tricks. She said she could always work out the secret of a trick. Then we watched David Copperfield make the Statue of Liberty disappear. I asked my friend what she thought of it, but she was speechless.
David Blaine.
I've never actually seen a famous magician perform live, but I watched an amazing thing with David Blaine on television. He does magic tricks in the street in front of passers-by. On this programme, he stopped people and asked if he could talk to them. Then he said he had discovered he could do something very strange. He asked the people if they wanted to see it. Of course, they all said yes. And then, in front of their eyes, he went up about 10 centimetres into the air. The people were usually terrified, and some of them just ran away. Some of them asked him how he did it, but he never told anyone.